So rather than talk more to you, and there may be questions, but I would like us to do a little meditation and guided reflection. Okay? So put your books down, your journal, your whatever. Get comfortable in your chair, feet on the ground, planted on the earth. And we have been visited by a four-legged. It's the resident dog. It's appropriate. Because we are going to bring nature and the earth into our reflection. I want to repeat the closing line of the prayer or the rap stanza that Matthew Fox quoted when it was about waking up at 3:47 in the morning and hearing the voices of the great-grandchildren calling and speaking and asking, what did you do once you knew? What did you do once you knew what was happening around you, happening within you? And I'd like to just build on that to, what do we do once we know we have caused harm to another, when we have caused harm into a situation, however unintentional it may have been? And most of the hurts we end up causing are from that unconscious place. Sometimes even as simple as making a joke and it being taken wrongly, out of context or taken personally because of the vulnerability of that moment for the other person. And then there's those places that we remember and we know we need forgiveness. So on this Samhain festival, as we enter more deeply into that place of moving from one part of the season into the next, I would like to invite us into the reflection that is guided in the book, which is to go into your safe place using your imagination to visualize, sense, feel, surround yourself with those qualities of safety, of beauty, it can be a small indoor cozy space. It might be a place in nature. Just take a moment to find your place. And as you settle yourself there and are familiar with the surrounding textures and colors and feeling that you have, I want you to become aware there is a presence of someone approaching, someone of great love for you, someone of great wisdom, someone you trust deeply. And you realize standing beside them is an angel. An angel who is there to help mediate whatever happens for you in this place. That it will be the carrier, the messenger. Out to wherever your intention needs to go. And as your companion comes and sits before you, and you are aware of this angelic presence standing to the side, there are three boxes placed in front of you. As you open the first box, you become aware of some person in your life who you need forgiveness from. Become aware of feeling and sensing what might have happened, of the pain you may have caused, of wanting to ask forgiveness of them. And form the words in your mouth. Give a message that you want sent to this person. That you would like to ask for their forgiveness. That you need their forgiveness. And you want to make amends. And as if from that box, this beautiful quality of light begins to lift up out and carry into the hands of the angel. Who can take that message to this person. But your companion also now points your attention to the second box in front of you. And as you open this box, you are aware of needing forgiveness from some group, some place, some community that you've been a part of, that you need to ask forgiveness from. Again, let the truth of what may have happened be felt, be witnessed by you. And when you feel ready, find the words in your heart and soul to send out a message to that group of people, letting them know that you need their forgiveness. That you now understand what happened. And you want to make amends. And again, the light lifts up like a beautiful swirling vapor of that message and is placed into the heart, hand of the angel. The angel now holds two messages. And your loving, wise companion calls your attention back for a third time to the last and final box. And as it opens, you behold the earth. You behold our planet with the many communities of life that share this world with you. Animals and trees and plants and birds and insects and species unknown to you, the elements of earth and air and fire and water. And you realize that you need forgiveness from the earth. Some relationship you may have had unconsciously, living on this planet, not recognizing the precious web of life we all share. And let rise up in your heart and soul the words to let whatever connection you have with the earth or a particular animal or species or place, I need your forgiveness. I see in my unconsciousness the harm I may have done. I love you. And I want to make amends in my living and life. And as that message forms again, you see a great light now moving into the heart of the angel. And the angel is now looking at you, ready to take your three messages to where they need to go. And feeling a great weight lifted from you. And where there was that heaviness, you now feel a buoyancy. You now feel more energy. You now feel greater clarity and room to be inspired and filled with that love and wisdom your companion is reflecting to you. And one by one, let the boxes gently close and give thanks. Give thanks for what was held inside, for the gift of consciousness that each has brought to you. And give them to your wise, loving companion, knowing you can go back at any time and revisit. This moment, this exchange, this healing. And knowing that the veil is thin between this world and the other world, you now understand that the power that lies in your prayers, in your intention, in your heart, when you have the courage to formulate the words and message, is carried upon the winds, the ethers, the waters, the fire of spirit. Grounded into this precious planet. No barrier of time or space or distance. Your message has been delivered. And say now farewell to your companion. And begin to slowly, gently get ready to leave your safe and wonderful spot, knowing you can return anytime. And find yourself gently returning to this room, your feet planted on the ground. This wonderful wood space holding us. Here in this holy place, filled with the presence of the Beloved, to welcome you back into time and space and this moment. Take some deep breaths. Wiggle your fingers. Wiggle your toes. And let's tap our heads. And look around. And take a moment to just take note of what might have happened. What those messages were. And if we had time, I'd have you break in one-on-one, but I again can't see that clock because of the way the lights... 21 minutes. Let's go ahead. Turn to somebody on your side, a partner, maybe the two of you. And the two of you, can you just do that? We'll take 5 minutes, 2 minutes apiece. Get yourself situated. And if there's a needing of, you don't have a partner, stand up and then someone else. There's a gentleman two rows back and another woman over there who doesn't have someone. There you go. You can pair up together, and if there's no one else and you're three, that's fine. Go ahead and share whatever insight came from that reflection. Take 30 seconds to finish up your conversation. And we're now going to invite three people, anyone who would like to come and share insights or thoughts, and then we're going to close with Capacitar, another moving exercise as a completion. Just so those of you who know, I have flyers if you're interested in Capacitar. Pat Kane, who is the trainer, she's traveled to 28 different countries this year. She is 75, 76. She is an elder. I consider her one of the saintly people on the planet. She will not be doing the training much longer. It's a 4-weekend training at La Casa. There'll be a day-long introduction. If anyone is interested or know people who might be interested, I invite you to take a flyer. You can also see their website, go on their website, and there is something called the Emergency Toolkit. There are toolkits for cancer survivors, people with illness, people working with children, people working in mental health institutions, detention centers, prisons, and then communities and trauma. So I invite that to be a part of your toolkit. Anyone want to share anything from this exercise? Either insight or question? brave soul?
This is where we ask the questions. Okay, a very simple one would be when we take our issues of forgiveness to the second level and the third level, which is to say, you know, the interpersonal and then the institutional, what happens if your reflection leads you to think, now wait a second, why should I be asking forgiveness of them when they're the ones that have left me traumatized in one way or another? So I open that question up. And
anybody want to answer that?
Okay, come on, collective wisdom.
I'm Jim. So far in this series, no one has made the distinction that granting forgiveness and receiving forgiveness are two separate processes.
Very different.
And you can ask someone else for forgiveness, and it may feel good, but it doesn't do a whole lot until you can forgive yourself. And I don't need to ask for forgiveness. I need to forgive myself for the part that I played in the divorce or whatever the issue is. And I apologize to my ex-wife for the pain and sorrow that I caused her. That was an invitation to her for her to offer forgiveness, and she chose not to do that and still hasn't to this day. That was 15 years ago. I don't need to hear her forgive me. I need to forgive myself, because it takes two people to destroy a marriage. And I played my part, and I've forgiven myself for the part that I played, and that's all I need. I don't need to hear that she's forgiven me. It would feel good to hear it, but based on my experience, that's not going to happen. So these two are separate processes, and certainly if you feel guilty about what you did, maybe having the other person give you forgiveness will help you relieve that burden. But for most of the things I can think of, I don't need to ask for forgiveness. I apologize, which, like I said, for the pain and sorrow that I caused, that's an invitation to forgiveness, but I don't need that.
But you've stated,
I need to recognize my part for myself. I don't need to hear them say, I forgive you. Now, there are things where you might feel a lot of guilt and you might need to hear that. But for the most part, they're two separate processes.
And part of that process is recognizing, and that's this chapter, the needing. The needing, and as they both, father and daughter, clearly state, you know, it's not about a transaction. It's not transactional work. You know, and if there's an expectation of what's going to come, there's another layer of meeting that. But thank you for really clearly stating that. Yes.
In our Episcopal service, we have a prayer to God that says, forgive us our sins, known and unknown. But so far as I know, and I may be wrong about this, if so, correct me, I don't know any prayer that asks God to make us aware of the sins that we don't know. I think sometimes that is a prayer that we should make on our own, and I say this with fear and trepidation. Please, be careful what you ask for. Please let me know whose feelings I have hurt, who I have inadvertently stepped upon, probably mostly members of my own family, and that I'd follow that up quickly with a prayer, and please don't let them all come running up at once.
Interesting. And maybe that is God's part in it, to let us know when we need to know.
Yeah. Hi, Catherine. John, I wonder if you might talk about, this is left brain, but how much, what percentage of forgiving needs to be done both sides as opposed to just one? The more I think about it, the more I'm thinking that both sides have roles in whatever disagreement or whatnot. But your thoughts on that?
Well, all I can say is I think this is very new ground for me, for us. I don't know all of the work you all have done. I just notice it from my generation and the people I know that this notion of coming together in the way restorative justice does, working with criminals and victims of crime, to meet the perpetrator, I mean, that is a very rare thing in our society. And the example of this in Rwanda, in other parts of the world where this is beginning to take root is new. The work of Capacitar is just a little drop in the bucket. So I think this is new stuff for us. And, you know, we haven't been taught, you know, when the bully gets sent home and expelled and you're not really brought together back with the bully to talk about what's happened. All the way from the way we're educated and taught to deal with problems. So I have a feeling we're on the cusp of learning that's, again, making us global citizens. It's part of the skill of being a global citizen, where we have the skills, can create the containers of safety to begin to have these encounters with those that either side of the story. And I know Moth Radio Hour, they're doing some great stories, and they did a whole series on this theme of reconciliation, of a father whose daughter was murdered, who ended up writing to the person in prison and the relationship that they formed. So those stories are happening, I think, a lot more than maybe we're aware of. They're just not highlighted. They're not brought to our attention. And again, what is the invitation to us when something happens or our family members or a loved one goes through a difficult time? I know there's a Hawaiian tradition, Ho'oponopono. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It comes out of the Kahuna tradition where they believed when there was a conflict and a harm done to somebody, that it actually, after 3 days, if it wasn't addressed, it would turn into illness. And after a long time would affect the culture, illness in the culture. And to put it simply, their prayer is to come together as a family to restore the harmony. I think a lot of our indigenous cultures, that's how they didn't have legal systems and lawyers and prisons. I mean, this is how they dealt with these things. But Ho'oponopono says, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. And takes it through those four stages. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. And that is something that I find myself often just going in my mind, even if it's not something that I'm directly involved with. It's just to bring that energy into my awareness of those four things. And of course, that love and gratitude is what opens our hearts to whatever is most difficult and painful, to bring healing and reconciliation. So I answer, yeah, you have one more. Let's do one more.
I was just thinking about what Tom said, and I thought one of the great reminders in Desmond Tutu's book was the last line of Jesus on the cross where he said, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. They don't know what they're doing. And I think when you think of the corporate, you know, needing corporate forgiveness and needing that, I think that's what we have to do. And I saw a movie this week on Netflix, and many of you have seen it, called Railway Man. I don't know how many people have seen it, but if you haven't seen it, it's the most powerful image of forgiveness that you'll ever see. It's hard. It's a really hard movie to watch, but if you can, rent a movie called Railway Man. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So I think it's time for music and a little capacitar. So I know you will continue next week on the journey, and we all continue to learn this new step of our healing and reconciliation going forward. So if you could stand again around the room. The music I'm chosen is from a CD called Alhambra, and this is in memory of the culture in the 15th century when Christians, Muslims, and Jews lived together in harmony. If I could harmoniously get this on my shirt, that would be great. And this is a requiem, a mass for the remembrance of all of our ancestors and all that has been done in the name of religion that may have harmed anyone of a different faith, anyone from that past. And we open in our movement to those ancestors in the other world, inviting those saints to be with us, to bestow us with wisdom, and honoring that even now we can forgive and understand one another and take our way on the creating of a world culture of peace. So we're going to rock again, and we're going to fly. Left foot forward, right foot back. We're going to fly through the ethers of the world. Imagine the planet below us. Wherever we feel drawn to bring these blessings of forgiveness, of reconciliation, of peace. Freedom within our own selves, the gift that comes in knowing that possibility of peace for our world, that peace for ourselves, for our own flying free of the pains and the burdens of those unforgiven relationships, the bonds into love, lying within the freedom of our own soul, blessed by God. One more time, and then come back to center. And once again, Tom, we're going to go one more. We're going to reach out again, and I'm going to share the capacitar prayer as we do this. So we're going to both feet planted on the ground, and we reach out to each other in community. And we say thank you. Thank you for what we're learning, for the gifts we're being given. We join with the earth and with each other, with our ancestors and all beings of the future. to bring new life to the land, to recreate the human community. And now let's switch directions. To provide justice and peace. To remember our children. To remember who we are. We join together as many and diverse expressions of community and empowerment for the healing of the earth and the renewal of all life. Thank you.
Help cancel.